Chapter 2. Fill in the blanks. My bracelet is red, like the lipstick on a movie star.
Death questionnaire.
Please be completely honest in your answers so that your death coach can help you to move on. We don't know what you did back on Earth. We only know how you died. We don't know when you're lying, but you do. Please note, you will not move on to heaven or hell. Heaven and hell are back on Earth. Your mission now is to return there. Name: Sarah Evans. Age at death: 16. Number 1. As I review my life, my greatest regret is A. Something that I did. B. Something that I didn't do. C. Something that I left incomplete when I died. D. I have no regrets. B. Something that I didn't do. Number 2. Thinking of my most recent birthday, A. I got everything I wanted. B. I wanted more. C. I didn't care about gifts. D. I didn't celebrate it. C. I didn't care about gifts. Number 3. I would prefer to A. return to the kind of life I was living. B. Start over in a completely different life. C. Keep exactly what I want from my old life and throw away the rest. D. Undecided. D. Undecided. Number 4. Here's what I will miss most about being alive. A. Food. B. Sex. C. People. D. Other. D. Other. Everything, but nothing specific. Never mind. Number 5. This was my favorite place on Earth. Washington Square Park, near the fountain, especially if a good band is playing. Or my bedroom, in my bed, under the covers. Number 6. This was the worst thing I did in my life. After my mom died, I told my dad that he should have taken better care of her and that I hated being stuck with him. He cried for an hour. To be fair, I was only 7 years old and really sad. Number 7. This was the best thing I did in my life. It's a tie. When I was little, I helped out a pregnant lady and maybe even saved her life. Sort of. That's tied with the day that I died, when I put on the world's ugliest mango bridesmaid gown, smiled, and made the last day of my life all about somebody else's happiness. And I meant it.